Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. John Lee joins us. He's the mayor of North Las Vegas and he's running for governor. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
In Nevada, we know Senator Cortez Masto, and she knows us. She knows we shouldn't pay up to 3 times more for our prescription drugs than people in other countries. She knows we shouldn't have to choose between buying groceries and paying for the medicines we depend on. And she knows we can lower excessive drug prices by letting Medicare negotiate with pharmaceutical companies. Senator Cortez Masto, keep up the fight. Keep putting Nevada first.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program John Lee. He is the mayor of North Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir, once again.
Nice to be with you, Sam, today. I always enjoy your company.
Thank you. And, of course, you're running for governor. And so that's part of the reason why you're traveling in northern Nevada, but we got the opportunity just a few weeks ago to visit with you in southern Nevada. So let me ask you this. Let's start out here. As you look at what Governor Sisolak has done over the past year and a half in regards to COVID and what he's doing now, what would you have done potentially differently than what he is doing?
Well, in the first wave of the decision, I wouldn't have shut down all 17 counties. I recognize that Washoe and Clark are counties that a lot of people come into, but in the rurals, unless you're having a family vacation or reunion, you're not really having a lot of people come into your communities all that often. I wouldn't have shut down those other 15 counties. I would have let the county commissioners, I would let the hospitals, a lot of information come forth, and allowed the local governments and the counties to be able to make those decisions. Their economies are not as resilient as ours, you know, and so that would have been the first thing. The second thing is, I think probably I would have communicated a whole better way with the state of Nevada, with the local officials, with the government leaders, with the business leaders. I think too much of it was done by a small group of people who weren't very knowledgeable about what they were doing, and they didn't bring people in to get consensus that this was a good idea, and when everybody agrees to join in and say, what are we going to do to protect Nevada? None of that took place. I think our governor spent a lot of time talking to other governors and maybe Washington, D.C. You know, I'm the mayor of the third largest city in the state. I never got a phone call. I watched TV just like you did. There was just no...
Really? You never got a call from the governor? Did you get a call from the governor's office?
No. Somebody would text me or call me and say, hey, the governor just came out with another edict. The governor just did this. He probably was calling maybe somebody at the county commission, you know, or something like that. But when it came to the cities, there was nothing there. He didn't, I mean, maybe being a former county commissioner, he thinks that's where the power of the community is, I don't know. But I can tell you right now, we were never in the loop about understanding what was doing, and I always felt like these draconian measures were being forced upon us without any involvement in the decision-making process. As governor, I would have done more of that.
All right, would you have shut down the casino industry for 3 months?
No, I wouldn't. And I think that sometimes people overreact to situations, or they follow other people who are overreacting without getting enough information. As I look back right now, I wouldn't have probably done that.
As you look at, you know, when everything first began, the mandate came out based upon, to my understanding, to not overwhelm the hospitals with
yes.
COVID patients. And that was the whole idea. And then everything else that followed was not necessarily aligned with that. Was that a mistake, do you think?
Well, if the overwhelming the hospitals, I'm on a hospital board, North Vista Hospital, North Las Vegas, went out and set up tents and all these areas where people go and make a state. We never had anybody even go to those locations. We didn't. I know there was a lot of stuff set up in Las Vegas at certain locations. They were never used. The need was never shown, but the preparation was good. But it just didn't do that. It just didn't happen the way that that the governor thought it would happen.
What's your thought now? First of all, let me ask you, have you been vaccinated?
No, I have not been.
Okay, why?
I got COVID.
Right.
I was very blessed. For 3 days, I was just extremely tired. And so I got COVID, I did the 14 days, I did everything you're supposed to do. From what I'm talking to, and I have other friends who are in the healing arts, they're telling me, John, you have probably 11 months worth of antibiotics or whatever you would call it in your body that's just going to stave it off. And so I believe that, I trust that. And the other thing is the FDA hasn't approved it yet. I hear maybe at the end of this month they might approve it.
Hang on, it's been given emergency approval.
Yeah.
And it's a frustration to me that they have not given final approval, but that's kind of the way the system works, is it's not something that happens overnight, but I wish that they would speed things up.
I thought it was maybe at the end of this month there would be an announcement made on that. That's what I heard. I had a daughter who went and took the Johnson & Johnson shot, healthy girl, and all of a sudden her heart started palpitating. We had to run her down to the hospital. We didn't know what was wrong. Thought she was having heart issues, you know. It was the virus that they put into you that affected her heart. I just haven't had the desire to get the shot, and I just haven't done it yet.
Okay, so at the end of this time period that your medical advisors have given you, will you get the shot then? Because I mean, you've had serious health issues, and so you are certainly somebody that I would think would want to make sure that you were as prepared as possible.
Yeah, I want people to make their own decision. I don't want the government to tell
Absolutely.
Them what to put in their body. And so when that time comes and the FDA does what it does and there's a certain period of time and we get rid of three and we say this is the one you should really put in your body, this one wasn't good and this one has side effects, then I'll take a look at it. But as it sits right now, I feel very confident that I have the antibiotics or whatever is in your body to stave it off.
So even though, and I'm sorry, harping on this a little bit, but even though tens of millions of people in this country, and it's probably into the billion category around the world, have taken this with minor reactions for the most part, even you said your daughter or daughter-in-law had had a reaction, but it was, I'm guessing, short-lived. And she got past it with no issue.
Yeah, in about 2 weeks.
Right. Does that not give you confidence?
No,
that
I'm not saying I'm not confident in it. I'm just saying at this point in time, I'm all right. You know, my body has built up the immune system for it, and I'm waiting to see what happens and see what the FDA does and just making that choice on my own the way other people are making their choices.
Okay. Would you recommend to your citizens and the citizens of the state of Nevada that they should get vaccinated?
I would say to them, if you feel that you want to get vaccinated and you feel secure and it's right for you, go do it. You know, if you want to wait a little longer or you don't want to do it, even if I told everybody to do it, I can't force anybody to do it. So I just want to leave it upon individuals to make those decisions themselves.
So you are somebody that comes from the business world, very successful plumbing company. What we're seeing now is there is a distrust of government by a portion of the population in terms of the vaccinations. And for many reasons, whether they're anti-vaxxers or just don't tell me what to do, or people are saying we don't want to get the vaccine. Now you're seeing private companies saying, especially in the hiring position, if you want to come work for us, then you're going to have to be vaccinated. Are you comfortable with that? With companies saying, you want to work for me, you got
to
do this?
Yeah, if a company wants to say that, and that's part of the prerequisite to join their company, they want to do it, I get it. That's their responsibility to, as they feel, to protect their business and their interest and the people that work for them. I have no problem with that at all. But it does allow somebody to make the decision, do I want to go to work there, or do I feel this is an infringement upon my personal rights? Then they can make that decision too. So,
what about the convention business? You've now got CES saying you got to be vaccinated to come in. You know, you've sat on the convention authority for a long time. Do you have any issues with businesses coming in and saying, if you want to attend our convention, you've got to be vaccinated?
I don't. I understand those are business decisions. And they have the right to do that, and people have a right to associate with their business or not associate with their business. So, no, I have no problem with that, Sam.
Okay, let's change topics here. Over $3 billion coming to the state of Nevada. Government officials are going out on a listening tour of what the public thinks should be done with this money. What's your thoughts as mayor of North Las Vegas?
Yeah,
then looking at the state overall, truthfully, I'm just going to throw this in. I haven't heard a lot of exciting ideas from the people I've talked to so far about this. I mean, they're saying things like, well, we should put money back into the unemployment fund, rainy day fund, things like that. I'm looking for big ideas, maybe one-shot deals, but big ideas. You got big ideas?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned one-shot. There's a lot of communities that that really have infrastructure needs that they really need to take care of that they'll probably never be able to do for years and years. And there's things that would make life better for the community and for the city itself. So we put together a list of things that we think that money should be used for, and it all has to do with strengthening the economy of North Las Vegas. There are some things in the jail services. There are some other areas that possibly will be on that list. But we're putting together a list right now. I think by the end of August you have to have your list in, and so that's still under decision. But we did have a group of us go out among the community, people come in and talk to us. Most people in North Las Vegas don't really think that we need much. You know, I mean, actually, I believe if it weren't one-shot money, we would just say, keep the money in the government. We're doing okay over here. We don't need the money just because we can get it, but if you're gonna give it to us, then we're gonna let you know what we're gonna use it for. But most people are pretty satisfied in North Las Vegas that we're doing all the things and taking care of all the issues that they think we should do. So we haven't had a big turnout either.
What about the infrastructure bill that's coming down the pike? It would seem that Apex would be a great place to start your industrial park with infrastructure there or additional infrastructure.
Yeah, we've got the infrastructure in place right now. All the votes of the Southern Nevada Water Authority and everything have already been done. The thing that I see that's affecting our city right now is we have to prepare for some huge infrastructure needs in transportation. There's a lot of things happening in North Las Vegas. A lot of companies are going to come there. A lot of vehicles are going to be driving the roads. So that's one of our big problems. The second one is...
You're saying you need roads or you need bus transportation?
We'll need both of those, moving people to jobs, you know. Someday it will be as busy between Cheyenne and the 215 as it used to be between Sahara and Charleston in the old days before we fixed the I-15. There's going to be that much activity out in the Apex and out in the industrial parks that we're building, kind of like your trick, you know. There's just, you've got to get people to and from work quicker. And so that's probably our issue. The other one is labor. We need to make sure we have homes that people can afford in both ends of the spectrum, the working families and then the people who are the engineers or the vice presidents or something. We need to have homes that they'll want to live in. They're not going to want to live in Henderson and drive every day on the 215 and go all the way around. So we're doing that right now, preparing, you know, to have the homes and and the amenities that these companies need.
Do you have national builders or local builders who are talking to you about projects?
Oh, yes, we do. We've got at least 1,000 homes right now that are going to go, that are happening in North Las Vegas or online. What's more exciting than that, we've got more businesses that we've ever seen. The recession is over when it comes to businesses right now. We're doing fantastic. I'm getting ready to announce in probably the next 30 days some major companies that if they allow me to announce it or they want to do it themselves, I'm not sure, but huge things are happening in North Las Vegas. We are diversifying the economy of Southern Nevada in North Las Vegas. But go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you're saying 1,000 homes, which is great. How many homes do you need?
1,000 homes. We'll fill all those homes up.
Right, but that's because right now Reno Sparks area needs 50,000 homes over the next 10 years.
Yeah.
5,000 homes a year to get to the need that we currently have, not saying about new businesses coming in. We're building about 1,500 a year.
Yeah.
So we're way behind on that. So 1,000.
When I say right now, and let me tell you, some of the VA hospitals in North Las Vegas, 10,000 people a month go to the VA hospital. We have a lot of retirees that want to come to be in that area. So every home that's on the drawing board right now is needed. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If you ask me to project 10 years from now, I don't have that. There'll only be 3 million people in the bowl of the valley when it gets built out. So I mean, we're at 2.3 million right now or something, or 3.2 million right now.
So no, you're at 2.3.
2.3,
and
pardon
me,
yeah.
And you're going to be about a million more by what, 2004?
Yeah, it just came out recently, yeah. And I haven't put that to memory yet. But you can only build so much in the valley, you know. So we'll get our share, and we'll get our share of businesses out there, and North Las Vegas will do very well.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Mayor John Lee running for governor after this timeout.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food-insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas running for governor. Your concerns about Lake Mead and the water level of Lake Mead and the restrictions that are being put in. Now, understanding that the Southern Nevada Water Authority has said they're already saving more water,
yes,
than they're going to be asked to cut back. But what are your concerns in terms of the obvious growth that we're seeing in Southern Nevada and the water situation?
Well, let me start off by saying I'm on the Southern Nevada Water Authority board. We have a great leader, John Emsinger, great people from the local governments who are on that board. We're cognizant of what's going on around us. We in Southern Nevada are doing more for conservation than anybody else in the whole river system. And we have done a great job of preparing our communities to be more conservation product. We're doing more stuff now in areas where there's grass in parks, but nobody walks on them, or grass in a roundabout, you know, where nobody steps on them. The legislature just passed a bill to stop a lot of that just greenery, you know, and we're doing that. We went through,
and that's going to save 10% of the water need. It's actually a stunning amount. You get 300,000 acre feet from the Colorado River into Lake Mead, and you're going to save 10% by getting the grass out of the medians.
But what we have, we're part of the whole system, though. And so as well as we do, if other people aren't doing, so maybe California's not doing as well as we are. I mean, I don't know. Maybe someday we have to pay farmers not to grow things. Well, how sad would that be? Because we need to have food, you know. Desalinization is always as discussed, but it never really goes as far as I think a real issue to discuss. We're getting so close right now, I mean, that we really ought to have those discussions, and I think John Emsinger is doing that with California right now. But we really,
you're looking at paying for a project or paying a portion of a project in Southern California for the Metropolitan Water District that will get their floodwaters captured and utilized, and then Southern Nevada would be able to take the benefit from that because they're putting money towards that project, correct?
Right. There's a lot of discussions going on, but no real action taking place. That's what I'm trying to say.
So really?
We want to encourage our states to kind of, let's think 100 years from now, you know? So that's kind of where we're at on that.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back with Mayor John Lee after this timeout.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mayor John Lee. He is the mayor of North Las Vegas and running for governor. So as you've been traveling around the state, what are you hearing that inspires you to continue your campaign against Steve Sisolak beyond the things that we've talked about earlier in the program?
You know, I've been to all 17 counties, and I have friends in all 17 counties. My 14 years in the legislature allowed me to meet some wonderful people throughout the state. First off, I love the rurals. I don't think you can enjoy Nevada and not understand that we have these communities out here in Nevada that just make it Americana. You know, I just love it. But there's a sense of hopelessness in the rurals. They're very upset at what's going on. They don't know how to fix it. They're upset at their political leaders because they don't think that they're paying attention to the things that they're really interested in. It's hard sometimes for them to think that Carson City even cares about them or knows they're out there, and if they do, they just figure they're not liked by the chief executive officer. The other side of it is anger. You know, we want to do something. We want to scream. We want to yell. We want everyone to understand where this country's going. It's going in the wrong direction. Socialism is something that scares the heck out of everybody, and we just see it slowly creeping in to the everyday life discussions of what's happening out of Washington. And we're not satisfied about it in Nevada. They're definitely scared to death about it. And I think that we need a leader who will stand up and say, we're not following everything that these guys are doing. Even if it was a Republican Party or Democratic Party doing it, we're not going to do that crap here. This is Nevada. This is our state. We're going to kind of take care of our own here. We're going to give the services you pay taxes for. We're going to listen to you. We want you to be proud of your state. We want you to be a partner in the future of our state of Nevada. And that's all they want. They just want to be, leave us alone, but when we need help, give us the help. But we've got some ideas out here. We've got some things that we see that scare us, and we want to know what you're going to do about them to protect our families and our children.
You know, and a big part of this is the loss of power due to the growth of Southern Nevada and moving the power base of the legislature to Southern Nevada. And now you have at legislative sessions, as you saw in your last days in the legislature, where city councilmen and county commissioners from rural counties are going to the legislature to explain who they are and where they're from and that they actually live in Nevada.
Yeah.
Because now everybody in Southern Nevada knows where Ely and Elko are.
No.
We're out of time here. You are always welcome back here, my friend. Great to see you.
Good discussion.
We'll continue on the campaign trail with you.
Thank you very much, Sam. Good discussion.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget, another way of watching Nevada Newsmakers is to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.